Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys could all be here on this beautiful day out. A lot different than last week, that's for sure. We'll take it, though. We'll take the moisture, too. So we're going to start off with a few announcements. If you want to look to your bulletin in the announcements section, you can see also in the bulletin insert, the ladies' night out is this week, April 11th. And you guys can read about those details on that. Graduation Sunday is May 4th here at the church. We'll be recognizing our high school graduates, but also recognizing our college graduates. And you guys can see all the details that you need to get to April and get those to April by April 30th. And that is also my birthday, just saying. Not that that matters, but yeah, get those to her so she can make the bulletin insert for the following week after that. Also, the short-term missions funding is due May 4th, so get those in to the missions committee by then, too. Also, we still need help with the VBS out there in the foyer. There's the sign-up sheet for that. Please put down your shirt size as well so we can get those ordered. We'll probably put a deadline on that, so be looking for that coming out as far as getting your shirt, because if you don't get it in by a certain time, sometimes they get back ordered and we can't get shirts for everybody. So we'd like everybody to get a shirt. We'd like everybody to get a shirt. So if you want to come help with VBS, everybody could get a shirt and you guys could come help out with that. So are there any other announcements this morning? I wanted to wait just for the people that are coming in late, because they're the ones that need to hear it next week. For Palm Sunday, we want the parents with the kids and the kids to come early. I mean, if you want to send your kids without you, that's fine. But bring them early so that way they can get lined up for waving the palm branches and singing, and what a joy that is for us to be able to witness. So kids, come early next week so you guys can do that. With that, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Romans 2, 6 through 8. And it says, "He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury."
Please stand as we join together in singing hymn 59. I sing the mighty power of God, hymn number 59.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines well at his command and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne, while all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Greet one another this morning if you would.
Well, good morning again. We welcome you to our worship service. This is the opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. A couple of them that have been given to me. We've been praying for Lynn and the sale of her house in Arizona, and I found out this past week that has sold. So that is a huge praise for Lynn, and I know she's grateful for having that burden lifted off their shoulders. And then an update on Ed. He's been seeing some improvement. He had appointments this week in Pier for his foot. But another major prayer request is he has met the max of his stay for swing bed, and so there's going to have to be some transitions for because he's still not able to come home, and so they're be praying for them in the transitions. But also this coming week he has a fair number of appointments scattered from Pier to Aberdeen to Sioux Falls, so we'll be praying not only for those appointments but also for the energy to make them, as well as safety and travels. So that is the update on Ed. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes. Yes, I can. I can pray for Aaron's leg. That, due to a knee injury, Aaron's got some convalescing to do for 6 weeks before surgery comes about, but they're moving in that. So we'll be praying for healing and for wisdom in keeping things where they need to be for the next 6 weeks and then for the surgery coming up. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Shirley. Yes, he does. Yeah, Shirley had a fall this past week, and so knowing with her knee surgeries and such, that we'll be praying for healing as well as safety and mobility. The moisture is good. It's when it comes frozen is not always the best for us getting around. Other prayer requests? Yeah, Linda. His name is
Eli.
Thank you. So Royce and Linda's grandson, Eli, will be having heart surgery April 14th. I didn't think it was quite tax day, but so on April 14th, Eli will be having heart surgery, and we'll be praying for him and the family. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Kay. Good. Okay, well, we are grateful that the testing didn't reveal any cancer, and so we'll be praying for that praise, but also for what is going on health-wise. But that is a huge praise. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity we have to gather together, that we are here as a body, that from many different backgrounds and a lot of different family dynamics, and you have brought us together because of your Son. We thank you for the fellowship that you give us, that being united in Christ, we first and foremost are grateful for the sacrifice your Son made and the reminder of this time of year of those events so long ago. And we understand that when Christ cried out, "It is finished," on the cross, that completed his work of paying for our sins, but the results continue on. And we thank you that he and his sacrifice is able to cover our sins, both our past, our present, and our future sins. Father, we understand that as being human, we have come into this world with a sin nature, and then we also commit sins against you and one another, and we just ask that you would forgive, that the words of 1 John would always echo in our ears, that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for the ongoing work of your Son, not only because of his sacrifice on the cross, but now seated at your right hand, he intercedes on our behalf. And as part of your family, you've given us and imparted to us the Holy Spirit, who understands your will completely and understands how we are made and works with us and in us and through us. Father, we lift up these requests to you, grateful for how you watch over with the moisture of this last week and the treacherous of the roads. We do pray for the family of the one who was killed this week in the car accident, and we never want to take for granted travel mercies. We thank you for watching over our families. We lift up the Fawcett family to you as well as they said goodbye to Rodney this week and ask that you would be an ever-present help. We are grateful for the praises we hear for Lynn's house being sold in Arizona, and you know exactly the burden that was, and we're grateful that you have chosen to lift that at this time. And we just ask that you would continue to establish them here in our community and for just the financial freedom of not having that house. We are grateful and want to make sure we give you the thanks. Father, we also are grateful for Kay and the testing that she had done and that no cancer was found. We ask that you would be an ever-present help with whatever physical condition she is facing, but we're grateful for the no cancer diagnosis. We do lift up the health requests. We pray for Shirley with healing from her fall and just the reminder of how careful we need to be, but also that you lift up those who have fallen and you renew our strength. We ask as the great physician you would heal. We also pray for Aaron and the healing from his knee injury, and that as he waits for surgery, you would strengthen the knee, the muscles, but also his tendons. Father, we just pray that as this was not in their plans, you will supply, and we, as especially as they have a house to get ready, all those worries, may they cast their cares upon you. Father, we also lift up Royce and Linda's grandson Eli with his heart surgery coming up. We pray that you would guide the doctors as they perform surgery for the surgical team and that you would bring healing. But also for the parents and extended family, you would bring peace of mind and heart, that you're in control. Father, we also lift up Ed to you and grateful for the healing that you've done in his life over these last several months. And with a transition of care facilities, we pray that he would gain strength, but also for this week with all the appointments that you would help them to keep the information straight, as well as especially with his heart and with his foot, would see healing and an increase in not just mobility, but also in blood flow. Father, we're reminded as we hear the announcements of VBS coming up in a little over a month. We just pray for each one that will be volunteering, for each of our students and families they represent, and the opportunity to share Christ and to love on the kids of our community. Just pray that you would be with Pastor Abe and each of the volunteers as we get prepared for ministering. We also lift up our community. We're grateful for the place that you've planted us. We just ask that you would help us this week as we have school board elections and to exercise our vote and exercise our right as citizens. Father, we do pray for our leaders, from not just our local leaders, county, state, and national leaders. Need your wisdom. Help us to know how to live godly and upright lives, as well as to pray for and to exercise the freedoms you've given us. Thank you that we have those, but other believers across the world do not. We lift up those in Syria. We lift up the believers in Ukraine and other parts of the world that there's turmoil, that you would use your church to be an ever-present help and be your hands and feet. Father, we are grateful for the missionaries we support. Just ask that you would watch over them, that as we give back to you a portion of what you've given us, that we would see your name expand here in our community and around the world. We just ask that you would bless the gifts and those that give. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sorry. Good morning. This morning we're going to do a special cradle rocking. This is for Oliver Eugene Kettlehut. And just a little extra special fun being my grandson. And this is the third generation of cradle rocking. When I was a baby, I was rocked, and Colton was rocked in this cradle, and now Oliver, and we did Lauren about 4 years ago. So God has certainly been great to us and such blessings. The Community Church of St. Lawrence does the cradle rocking, which means that we put the kids on our Sunday school roll call and attendance list. And so while I have a couple readings, we'll ask Colton and Michaela and their families and the family to come on up. So I have a verse from Psalms 139. It says, "You are a child of God. You are wonderfully made, dearly loved, and precious in his sight." And aren't kids just the miracles that God has given all of us? Here's another poem, and it just says, "When God made little boys. Before you were born, I prayed for you. I dreamed of you. I imagined you. Now that you are here, I know this. God made little boys to chase fireflies and create mud pies, to play with dinosaurs and fly kites way up high. God made little boys for playing tricks and silly pranks, for learning to say yes, please, and no thanks. God made little boys to chase frogs and catch bugs, for swings and sports and quiet hugs. And God made little boys to, it seems, from the start, to leave a smudge upon your heart. Before you were born, I dreamed these joys would come true. For God made little boys so he could give me you. So this morning we're going to rock Oliver in a blanket that was made and tied by the Women's Outreach and other women in our church. But we also need your help because we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. And so we'll wait for that to start.
Well, again, I have the privilege to be with Colton and Michaela for dedicating Oliver. And you know, as a tradition, you know, dedication is mostly for the parents. As we look through Scripture, we see a couple of examples. One of the probably the most famous would be Hannah with Samuel and praying for a son and God blessing her and her husband, Elkanah, with a son, but then she dedicated him. Also, we look at Jochebed, the mother of Moses, and dedicating Moses, especially when she places him in the river into God's hands. Now, as a part of dedication, just as a reminder, there is nothing special bestowed through this act of dedication, but it is a reminder for you as parents. And as the psalmist writes, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. And that is that reminder that our children are a blessing as well as a responsibility. And I truly appreciate the both of you stepping forward to dedicate with your family around you, because we know it is a family dynamic that not only the rocking of putting Oliver in the Sunday school role, but also incorporating in the life of the church, and we are just blessed to have you as a part of our fellowship. But I have a couple of questions for you, Colton and Michaela, and I know you answered these before, so I don't think the answers have changed, but it is a good reminder of where our strength comes from and how the relationship we have with Christ. So first and foremost, Colton and Michaela, do you affirm that you are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you acknowledge that this dedication of your child is not a saving ordinance or act, but that your child will need to receive Christ as Savior through a personal decision when he is old enough? Do you promise with God's help to raise your child in the training of God's Word and the community of the church, to pray with and for Oliver, and to live before him as Christian parents who are yourselves subject to the Lord? Do you promise to avail yourselves of all the means of grace and to do your utmost to lead your child to a knowledge of Christ at an early age? Well, as you see, we have more of the extended family, and that is just the reminder of none of us are coming to this world on our own, and that there is a heritage, and it's grateful to see the words that come from Psalm 103. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. You know, Scripture points out several times different individuals and their family heritage. We see twice in the Gospels Jesus' lineage. We see Paul recommending Timothy and also acknowledging the faith of his grandmother and his mother. And so today, as the parents here, but also by the grandparents, by their presence, an example can influence subsequent generations. And so to the grandparents, Mark and Therese and Dale and Lori, you've raised your kids. Now you have the opportunity to be coming alongside of the next generation. So I have a question for you all. Do you acknowledge before Christ and his church that you desire to live as an example of righteousness and faith for this child? Now to the congregation, because we also come alongside of them as not only to provide example, but also ministry. So I'm going to ask all of you, do you solemnly promise before God and one another that with God's help and guidance, you will support these parents with your prayers as they seek to fulfill their responsibilities to this child? And do you promise to assist them by providing encouragement, counsel, and ministries to guide them in the way of godliness? If so, answer, we do. I will ask you to stand with me as we pray a prayer of dedication. See if Oliver will handle this.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, hi. They're all here. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of children. I thank you for Oliver as he enters into this family and for the life that you've laid out before him. We know that you've written our beginning and our ending, and it's the in-between time that we get to experience life. And I pray for Colton and Michaela that you would bless them and give them wisdom. For the extended family, we thank you that there is a godly heritage that he walks in. And I pray that at an early age, you would open his heart and draw him to yourself. Father, may he become a true man of God, and that he would be used by you mightily. And until that time, give wisdom, protection for Colton and Michaela, that you would help them to be the best parents that they can be, for us as a congregation to assist, to pray, to love on them. We thank you for the extended family, and we thank you for Oliver, that you would truly lay your hand of blessing upon him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once again, as we sing together hymn number 176, Lead Me to Calvary, 176.
King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed guarded thee whilst thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.